The following is a recording for Rafael Bora of iAdvise on Tuesday, August 16th, 2016, at 10 a.m. Central Time. This is the Mensura 2016 second quarter conference call. Good morning and welcome to the Mensura second quarter 2016 conference call. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. After the presentation, we will open the floor for questions. At that time, instructions will be given as to the procedure to follow if you would like to ask a question. It is now my pleasure to turn the call over to Rafael Bora of iAdvise Corporate Communications. Sir, please begin.
Thank you, Katie, and good morning, everyone. I'm very pleased to welcome you to Mensura's second quarter 2016 earnings call. We have with us today Mensura's senior management team who will discuss the company's second quarter 2016 consolidated results after the press release distributed Friday, August 12th. If you have not yet received a copy, please contact iAdvise in New York at 212-406-3693, and we will immediately send you a copy. Please note that today's call is for investors and analysts only. Therefore, questions from the media will not be taken at this time. If you are a member of the media, please contact the company directly. I will now introduce our speakers. Joining us from Lima, Peru are Mr. Juan Luis Kruger, Chief Executive Officer, and Mr. Gianflavio Carossi, Chief Financial Officer. Also, please be advised that forward-looking statements may be made during this conference call, and they do not account for economic circumstances, industry conditions, the company's performance, or financial results. As such, these forward-looking statements are based in several assumptions and factors that could change, causing actual results to materially differ from the current expectations. For a complete note on forward-looking statements, please refer to the last page of the quarterly report. At this time, Mr. Juan Luis Kruger will initiate his presentation. Mr. Kruger, please go ahead.
Thank you very much. Good morning, everyone. Thank you again for joining us as we review Mensura's results for the second quarter of 2016. Excuse me. The second quarter of 2016 was a quarter of high volatility. Expectations and uncertainty around the U.S. monetary policy and the presidential election, terrorist attacks in Europe, and uncertainty around China were important sources of volatility in the financial markets worldwide. However, despite a volatile environment, we reported strong operational performance, showing continued improvements in costs and productivity and production in line with our guidance. It was also a quarter of important progress in our growth projects, which I will comment on during this call. Uncertainty in the financial markets was evidenced through significant fluctuations in commodity prices. However, prices performed strongly at the close of the quarter. Tin prices oscillated between $15,675 per ton and $17,450 per ton, closing at $17,050 per ton at the end of the quarter. Gold traded between $1,200 and $1,322 per ounce, closing the quarter strongly at $1,322. In both cases, tin and gold average metal prices for the quarter were 8% and 5% higher than the same period last year, respectively. Given that we do not control prices and that we're having important investments, particularly at Taboca with funding from Mensura, we decided to fix prices in gold and tin for an important part of this year's remaining production, allowing us to focus on execution. As a result, we entered into zero-cost collars for 24,000 ounces of gold from July to December, that's 4,000 ounces per month, with a range of $1,250 per ounce and $1,420 per ounce of gold. We also entered into swaps for 3,150 tons of tin production at Taboca, that's 450 tons per month from August to December this year, and 300 tons per month from January to March 2017 at a price of an average price of $17,473 per ton of tin. We believe that these actions will allow us to de-risk our cash flow at Taboca and focus on execution, cost controls, and productivity as we advance key projects such as the hydroelectric power plant dike repair the niobium and tantalum sulfation plant expansion, and the expansion of concentrate production from tin slags at Pirapora. All of them that should be completed between the third and the fourth quarter of this year. In terms of overall production for the quarter, production of tin reached 6,529 tons, similar to that of the second quarter of last year, and despite the slightly lower head grades and in line with our current plan. Gold production reached 27,634 ounces in the quarter. That's 12% below the same quarter last year, but in line with our mine plan, reflecting the lower head grades as well. Niobium and tantalum production reached 484 tons, 21% below Q2 2015, mainly due to the impact of the hydroelectric plant repair, but also in line with our current mine plan. Moving on now to individual operating results, let's start with San Rafael. San Rafael contributed with 5,014 refined tons of tin produced in line with Q2 2015, as the slightly lower head grades were offset by higher volume treated. During late second quarter of 2016, the ore sorting pre-concentration plant, which will allow us to process lower grade ore, began its commissioning and ramp up. Therefore, the production profile at San Rafael is expected to improve in the third quarter as we stabilize the ore sorting pre-concentration plant, which feeds to the gravimetric and flotation plants at San Rafael. We maintain our production guidance for the year of between 20,000 to 21,000 tons of refined tin at San Rafael. In terms of cost, cash cost per ton treated at San Rafael reached $103 for the quarter, an 18% reduction when compared to the same quarter in the previous year, mainly as a result of our continuous efforts to reduce costs, our focus on productivity, and a higher volume of ore treated from the ore sorting plant. The ore sorting plant currently processes low-grade, low-stocks, adding capacity at little cost while we deplete the low-grade stockpile, which is estimated in 1 year. As a result, our cash cost guidance for the year has been reduced to between $70 and $90 per ton treated from the previous range of $115 to $125 for the year. Cash cost on a refined ton of tin basis during the quarter was $7,893. That's a decrease of 11% compared to Q2 2015. So both our cost per ton treated and our cost per ton of refined tin were significantly down compared to the same quarter in the previous year as a result of our continuous focus on cost improvements. Moving now on to Taboca, our Pitinga mine delivered 1,680 tons of tin metal contained in concentrate, in line with the same quarter of 2015. Pitinga is moving towards full tin production capacity with the use of diesel generators that started in late Q1 2016, by the end of March, more specifically, while we keep advancing with the repairs at the hydroelectric power plant. Once the repair works are completed, we expect a significant operating cost reduction due to the lower diesel consumption. Pirapora produced 1,514 tons of refined tin, also in line with the same quarter of 2015. Annual guidance at Taboca remains at 6,000 to 7,000 tons of refined tin, lagging the production increase from the mine mainly due to the transit lead time to the smelter, which is now working at full capacity. In terms of niobium and tantalum alloy, Pitinga delivered 484 tons during the second quarter of 2016. That's 21% less than the same quarter last year, but mainly due to the lower niobium and tantalum production capacity because of the temporary power restrictions and due to lower recoveries. Completing the repairs at the hydroelectric power plant and increasing processing capacity at the Pitinga niobium and tantalum flotation plants during the second half of 2016 will allow us to increase production in line with our production plan for 2016. We maintain our production guidance for alloys in a range between 2,000 to 2,200 tons for this year. Once the niobium and tantalum flotation plant expansion is completed by the end of the year, annual production capacity of niobium and tantalum alloys should reach around 4,000 tons per year. In terms of cost, cash cost per ton treated was $19.4 in Q2 2016. That was 6% higher than the same quarter last year, and this is primarily as a result of the use of diesel generation instead of hydropower generation. Moving on to Pucamarca, during the second quarter, production reached 27,634 ounces, a 12% decrease compared to the same quarter last year, in line with our mine plan, which delivers lower head grade ore to our leach pad. Production remains in line with our guidance of between 95,000 to 105,000 ounces for 2016. In terms of cost, the cash cost per ton treated of ore was $4.1 per ton treated in the quarter, a 5% reduction over the same quarter last year, mainly due to the cost optimization initiatives implemented in 2015. It is important to note that we continue with our efforts of further cost reductions and productivity improvements at each of our mines. The cash cost per ounce gold reached $296 in the quarter, a 6% increase compared to the same quarter last year, mainly reflecting the lower head grades in the mine. Nevertheless, these results continue to position Pucamarca as one of the lowest cost gold mines in the world. Projects. Moving on to our long-term projects, we're very pleased to announce that pre-feasibility studies of both Mina Justa and B2 projects were successfully concluded in June, and approval was granted for continuing to the feasibility stage, or the definition phase, as we call it. Results from the pre-feasibility study at Mina Justa show an estimated capex of between $1.3 and $1.5 billion, with a cash cost of between $1.6 per pound and $1.7 per pound. Production profile life of mine is of 1.448 million tons of copper, which results in a life of mine average of around 90,000 tons per year, with production peaking during the first 5 years to close to 150,000 tons of copper. Life of mine for the project is of 16 years. In the case of our B2 project, the results of the pre-feasibility study show a capex ranging between $160 to $180 million and a cash cost between $5,200 and $5,400 per ton of refined tin. Production profile is around 4,500 to 5,000 tons per year of refined tin in this project, with a life of mine estimated in 9 years for the project. Having approved our pre-feasibility studies, future investments in these two projects will be capitalized starting in Q3 this year. In summary, we reported an operationally robust quarter in terms of production and costs, reflecting the impact of the actions undertaken by the company to improve margins and preserve cash in a still volatile and very challenging market. On the long-term growth project, significant progress was made as we confirmed the viability of both Mina Justa and B2 at a pre-feasibility level. We're very excited and look forward to finalizing the feasibility studies of this project by the end of the second quarter next year. With that, let me now turn the call over to Gianflavio Carozzi, who will review the financial performance for the period.
Thank you, Juan Luis, and good morning to everyone. Now moving on to the financial results. During the quarter, we experienced an important positive trend in metal prices, which positively impacted our financial results. However, this does not distract our attention from reducing costs, improving productivity, and preserving and protecting our cash. Net revenues in the second quarter reached almost $155 million. That's a decrease of 1.1% compared to the second quarter of the previous year, mainly explained by lower volume of tin, gold, and alloys sold, partially offset by higher tin and gold average metal prices. As Juan Luis explained, we are making significant investments during this year, expecting to generate significant results in the next. Therefore, in order to preserve our cash, we entered into derivative contracts focused on securing a floor and still maintaining significant upside where margins allowed, such as our gold production at Pucamarca, and in attractive fixed price positions where a downfall in prices would require capital injections, such as our tin production at Taboca. These hedging initiatives will allow us to preserve our cash during a period of investment, mainly 2016. Cost of sales during the second quarter was 9% lower than the same quarter of the previous year, mainly due to lower unitary costs of production and lower volume sold. After accounting for the decrease in costs, gross profit reached $55 million. That's an 18% increase compared to the second quarter of the previous year. Moreover, gross margin reached 36% in the quarter, compared to 30% in the same quarter of the previous year, clearly reflecting improvements in team productivity and higher prices. Administrative expenses during the second quarter were $12 million, and that's a 15% decrease compared to the second quarter of 2015, mainly explained by the cost-saving measures undertaken last year and by the depreciation of local currencies, the Brazilian real and Peruvian sol, against the U.S. dollar. During the second quarter, exploration and project expenses amounted to almost $10 million, that is a reduction of 33% compared to the second quarter of the previous year. This reduction is explained by the refocusing of our exploration efforts in the surrounding areas of San Rafael and by lower expenses incurred in the pre-feasibility study of the Mina Justa project as a result of a counter-cyclical investment. According to our accounting policies, future investments on Mina Justa and the B2 project will be capitalized and will no longer be registered as exploration expenses starting in the third quarter of 2016. EBITDA reached almost $47 million during the quarter. That is an increase of 12% compared to the same quarter of the previous year, mainly explained by higher sales and lower costs and expenses. It is important to note that EBITDA includes investments in growth projects, which are discretionary in nature. As a result, EBITDA margin this quarter was 30% versus 27% in the second quarter of last year. Mintur reported a net income of approximately $20 million in the second quarter of the year, compared to $11.7 million in the same quarter of 2015. That is a 69% increase. Net income was affected by exchange rate differences, with the second quarter of 2016 registering a $7 million gain, while the second quarter of 2015 registered an $11 million gain. Excluding foreign exchange differences and results from subsidiaries and associates, adjusted net income would have been almost $15 million in the second quarter of 2016 compared to a loss of close to $9 million in the second quarter of 2015. In terms of CAPEX, investments totaled close to $25 million in the quarter. CAPEX was mainly allocated to the construction of the pre-concentration plant at San Rafael, and in key sustaining capital investments at Pucamarca, such as truck maintenance, and at Taboca, such as the hydroelectric plant, power plant repairs, and niobium and tantalum flotation plant capacity increase. In terms of liquidity, Minsur concluded the second quarter with $534 million of debt and $583 million in cash and equivalents, resulting in a negative 0.3 net debt to EBITDA ratio. In summary, this was a quarter of strong financial results and of prudent cash preservation initiatives. We are committed to enhancing our operational and financial performance in order to maintain strong operating margins and to position ourselves to take maximum advantage of any upcoming commodity price increases. Thank you for your attention. Operator, please proceed to the Q&A session.
Thank you, sir. At this time, we will open the floor for questions. If you would like to ask a question, please press the star key followed by the one key. That is star one on your touch-tone phone now. Questions will be taken in the order in which they are received. If at any time you would like to remove yourself from the questioning queue, just press star 2. Again, that is star 1 if you would like to ask a question. We are now holding for questions. Please press star 1 at this time if you would like to ask a question. Our first question will come from Sebastian Cruz from Calpa Securities.
Good morning. Thank you for the call. My question is about the cash flow in La Justa. Is it included by products?
No, it's just copper. It's not net of byproduct credits. Obviously,
so
there will be a benefit of
addition. Does C1 cash cost?
Yeah, it's C1 cash cost without including any byproduct credits.
Okay. Can you tell us your production expectations per year in La Justa?
Yeah, we couldn't hear you well, Sebastian. Can you please repeat? Seems like your speaker is not working properly.
Yes, if you can tell us your production expectations in La Justa per year.
Yeah, as I said during the call, the average life of mine production per year in terms of copper metal for the mine would be 90,000 tons per year. However, it is fairly skewed into the first 5 years of the life of mine, where we should reach an average production close to 150,000 tons per year during those first 5 years.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Once again, we are now holding for questions. Please press star 1 at this time if you would like to ask a question. Again, that is star 1 if you would like to ask a question. Once again, we are now holding for questions. Please press star 1 at this time if you would like to ask a question. And once again, that is star 1 if you would like to ask a question. We do. Our next question comes from Tamara Polino from Vice Investments.
Hi. Could you repeat the results of the feasibility study in B2 projects, CAPEX, and cash cost estimated? Thank you.
Yeah, in the case of B2, what we're expecting is a cash cost which is going to be between $5,200 and $5,400 per ton of refined tin produced, and the production should be between 4,500 and 5,000 tons of refined tin per year.
Thank you. Once again, if you would like to ask a question, we are now holding. Please press star 1 at this time. I'm showing no further questions at this time. I'd like to turn the call back over for closing remarks to Mr. Kruger.
Thank you very much. Well, I want to thank you all for your continued interest and trust in our company and for your participation in today's conference call. Please do not hesitate to contact me, Gianflavio Carosi, or Vladimiro Berrocal, if you have any additional questions. We look forward to speaking with you again in the coming quarter. Thank you again. Bye-bye.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. This concludes today's conference. You may now disconnect.